You was jamming?
Yes.
What is up? What is up? What is up, folks? Welcome to another edition of the ATL Dreaming Podcast. I am Edub, and I am joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss Yukiri Thomas of Chicks in the Sports. Dear, how are you today?
I'm just lovely. How are you?
I am good. It is hot as the Dickens outside.
The devil's toenails outside. Yes.
I hope that you were somewhere getting some AC.
Yes,
you know, see, there nothing to be played with.
That is true.
So we are back, ladies and gentlemen, wrapping up another week in Atlanta Dream Basketball. Thank you for everyone checking us out. If you have any questions or anything, want to hit us in chat, that's cool. If you want to hit us on the replay, you can catch the show on all the places where podcasts are streamed: Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, all that jazz. So make sure if you can't catch us live, you can catch us there. I asked you how you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure before I like start going into the show, and you'd be like, "He didn't even ask me how I'm doing today." So
we're going to talk about that.
We're going to talk about the Atlanta Dream. A good week this week, 1-1, one up, one down. And even the game that was down, they had a chance to kind of win that one. So we'll kind of go over both of those games. But let's start a little bit with some news around the WNBA. I wanted to acknowledge the WNBA Players of the Week. But I don't think they put out anything for the Players of the Week this week. I was looking on the website and everything because we're like, technically we're in week two of the WNBA season and they hadn't said anything. So I don't know, maybe that'll come out in the middle of the week. So it's whatever. But
yeah,
I did want to highlight Sabrina Ionescu last week, got a triple double. And it's really good to see her finally balling this year after she got hurt last year. Just a phenomenal player, man. I'm really looking forward to seeing what kind of season she has.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, again, I'm not surprised. She was marked for greatness. Dominated in high school, dominated in Oregon. She's that type of player a team can build their entire roster around. So, again, Kobe's protege. Need I say more?
Yeah. She's got that look in her eye, man. She's fun to watch. And also, the Dream, it looks like, I mean, not the Dream, the New York Liberty, it looks like they're about to hand the Chicago Sky their first loss of the season.
Hmm.
Shout out to our girl, Benasia. our girl from last year, she's doing really well in New York. It would have been nice to see her still getting buckets in Atlanta, but hey, that's the business. That's how it is. I don't understand it, but she's doing well in New York, man. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So right now there's after Chicago loses, there's going to be one undefeated team and one undefeated team and three teams that have not won at all. So the Connecticut Sun is your undefeated team. The teams that have not won is the Fever, the Sparks, and the Lynx. So let me ask you something. What will last longer, the teams that is undefeated or the team that have not got a win yet? So, like, a team that's defeated or a team that is undefeated?
I think I'm going to go with the defeated because they're on that whole system of that grind. Like, we got to get it. The hunger is there. So, I think I'll go with the defeated.
Yeah, and I think sometimes like it's tough, like once you start to like overthinking things, and now before you realize like, oh man, we done lost 6 in a row, 7 in a row. Because I remember last year the Dream went on a man. Ooh. Didn't they go on a run? They lost like 6 or 7 in a row.
Yeah. We were like, yeah. Welcome to Atlanta. Atlanta teams are losing again.
So yeah, I can see how those losses can kind of pile up, man. But that Connecticut team, that Connecticut Sun team, is serious. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. Right up the competition.
Yeah. So let's get into this Dream talk this week, man. Again, Dream go 1-1. Of course, we were in the building. Shout out to everybody that was at College Park, in the building, in the arena, checking out live basketball again. How did it feel to be back in the arena? Well, this is like your second game, but this is my first game. So, you know, how did it feel to, like, you know, this is your first game with me. So we'll just, you know, how did that feel?
It was exciting. I mean, just seeing everybody, seeing you, seeing, you know, DNA, seeing Terrell, seeing Nia, seeing, you know, Malik, just seeing everybody, just almost seeing like normal, right? It was almost like it was normal again. And then just being able to see the fan participation, you know, that was just amazing for me.
Yeah. Shout out to our girl, Bria Janelle.
Bria girl, yes.
The hostess with the mostest. We didn't even know, like, she had, like, started hosting the Atlanta Dream Games. She did a phenomenal job.
Always.
Shout out to you, Bria, our girl.
We love you, girl.
Yeah, did an amazing job, man. Amazing job, man. So shout out to her. And Dream fell a little short that game. They were down by as many as 20. They came back, and they just couldn't get enough buckets in the end, but was really proud of their fight. And, you know, it was, you know, I mean, some of these teams is tough, you know, they're tough. It was the first game seeing Tiffany Hayes back.
Right?
What were your thoughts of Tiffany Hayes' return?
Absolutely. It was, again, a slow start. But, again, Tiffany was really pushing. You there?
I think you muted yourself. What happened there? Did we have a break? Do we have a glitch or something?
No, I don't know what happened. There's a person that lives here called AT&T. You know, we're not going to talk about that right now. Don't pay bills or nothing.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me again about Tip. You know, it was good seeing her back in an Atlanta Dream uniform.
Yes.
Yeah, and she was a little rusty. But that's kind of to be expected. New teammate, new system, new coach, right?
Right. But overall, she still looked good. It was a very slow start for the team. We were just sitting there trying to figure out how we were going to get this win. Coach said it easy and made it plain and clear. We controlled our effort. And in the past two games, the effort was not where it needed to be. So seeing that, I totally agree with that. You know, the effort is on our team, Atlanta Dream. What's your thoughts?
I think the difference in that first game was the effort. Like in that third quarter when they came back, like you can see, okay, like they kicked up that defensive intensity. They kicked up that defensive intensity, and you kind of saw that, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I agree with them. But it was a good comeback, fell a little short, and I like the potential of what this team could be. And I really like what I saw out of the trio of Tiff, Courtney, and Kennedy out of those three.
I love it. I did, you know, one interesting thing that Coach did say, too, he said that the bigs did not pursue the ball. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think, again, and I said last week, I think the bigs might be an issue for us this year because we're not as big as other teams. And Coach has said it. He's like, look, we're not as big as everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, so I think they're going to struggle this year when you run into teams with elite bigs, teams with active bigs. And so, you know, nothing they can't overcome. It's just, you know, they're going to have to really hustle, you know. So they lose against Chicago. What are kind of your, like, takeaway or two from that game, even though they didn't really pull it out?
the takeaway from that game was I just wanted to see togetherness. You know, it just need to be together. They didn't play together like I thought they should. That was just my takeaway.
Yeah, it seemed like in the beginning, they're still trying to figure it out, right? Because you still got a lot of new players. You know, you have a lot of players that kind of play the same position, like that wing position. You know, you're trying to figure out rotations. I think the coach is trying to figure out rotations. But all of that, like he said, after the game, he was like, yo, it takes time.
And, yes.
After the game, before they kicked us out, before all the stuff was
going on. Oh, gosh, we're going to talk about that.
We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that. But they had a short turnaround, and then they took on Indiana on, what was it, Thursday night? Or what night was that they played in Indiana?
Thursday for Indiana, was it Friday? That was Friday, right?
Well, it was a Friday night game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Your thoughts on the game in Indiana, the win?
Oh, my gosh.
Did you watch it live or did you watch the replay? Because I watched the replay. I didn't watch it live.
Replay. Replay for me. Again, this person that lives here, AT&T, that does not pay any bills. But no, I was excited to see Jessica Breland again. You know, just seeing her back on the court, although she was on the opposite side, I was happy to see her. Tiffany Hayes, she did put up those 14 points for Atlanta, which was amazing. My gosh, your girl Strick. Oh my gosh, the surge of threes came shooting in, just pouring down like rain. So again, I think to say the least, the team played together. It was a togetherness. That was my takeaway.
Yeah, I think that for Strick, like that's got to be her role. You know, come in, instant offense, knock down them threes. You know what I mean? Like,
raining.
And as she settles into it, I think that she'll get better with it. I thought defensively they were better this game. Like, I thought Tiffany was good defensively. Monique had another good defensive game. Elizabeth Williams had a block or two. I thought they were really good defensively. And I really liked Kennedy's game this game. She didn't settle for a lot of jumpers. She went to the hole a lot, and I like to see that because good things happen when you go to the hole. You get some, you know, you get some more, you know, fouls and stuff like that. Put pressure on the defense. So I really like what I saw out of Kennedy.
I agree. Again, Kennedy at the post-game presser, she said that the team was clicking, finally, you know. So that, to say in a nutshell, that sums it up. The team was clicking. And they got a win with that clicking.
What other, because I didn't do the post game. Did you do the post game?
I did not.
Okay. Because Friday, I was just totally out of pocket. Because, like, I was like, oh, man, I totally forgot. So I caught everything, like, on the rebound. So I was hoping that you caught it. But since you didn't, we just going to go on past it.
It was an accident. I fell asleep. I'm not going to lie. I was like Charles Barkley. I fell asleep.
Hey, no worries.
We got Zoom.
No worries, because I went out with some coworkers after work. I came home and I knocked out. And the next thing I know, I'm like, oh, the Dream won, you know. So I caught the replay on the Twitters and checked it out. So good win for the Dream, though, man. It's always good to get that first one under your belt. Takes a little of the edge off, and so you're not scrambling, worried about, oh, when is this next win coming, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think that, I think that overall, 1-on-1 is a good week for them, you know? Would have been nice to get both of them, but you know, you can't be greedy, you know what I'm saying? This is the WNBA. Those girls get paid too, so, yeah. You know.
Getting their coins.
And I want to ask you, I asked you that question in the next segment about what you thought about the game as far as watching on social media. But any of the takeaways as far as the week they had, 1-on-1, you got one up, one down, going into next week?
Going into next week, I think the motivation is there. I think they have home court advantage coming home and playing, I think, and all, and see, they're going to come home with the win. I think they're kind of figuring it out, like you said. I know they're figuring it out, as you said. But this thing right here, this is a new team. New team, new leadership. And I think they're slowly figuring it out. Key piece, yeah, though, is
Courtney's been playing some really good basketball. I think this is going to be a big week for them. And every week's going to be a big week because it's a shortened season. But they have a gauntlet this week, man. They play Chicago again on Tuesday. They play Dallas on Thursday. And they play the New York Liberty on Saturday. So those are the three games they have on their plate this week. We learned last year that we're not going to do no predictions. We're just going to talk about them as they come, right? So it'll be nice if they can get two out of three of those. It'll be really nice if they can get three of those. But those are going to be some tough games for the Atlanta Dream, simply because you're going to run into, you know, Ionesco. Chicago's a tough team. Word on the street is Candace Parker may be back for Chicago. That Dallas team is tough. And so, you know, they got a tough road to hoe this week, man. So who knows? You know, we'll see. And I think one of those games is a home game, right? Like, isn't it the game on Thursday?
Is it Wednesday or Thursday?
Let me see. It is the game on Dallas, the game versus Dallas.
Yeah,
that's a Thursday game.
It's a third. Okay, thank you, because I would have been at the arena on Wednesday.
Yeah, so God willing, hopefully I'll see you down there on Thursday to cover that game. But yeah, tough week coming up for the Atlanta Dream. Any other takeaways before we move into the next segment? Again, Dream, take care of one up, one down this week. A good week, and hopefully next week we'll be talking about above 500 week for the Dream as well. Any other takeaways before we move on?
No, I have nothing else to say.
Bet. All right.
Go Dream. So,
yes. Now let's get into buy ourselves. For those who are new to the podcast, is where I present a topic or a situation to Kiri and myself, and we either buy it or we sell it. It's really that simple. So, Kiri, I kind of hinted at this earlier in the pod, but our first buy or sell topic, buy or sell WNBA games on social media. Good, bad, how are you feeling about it today? Let's see here.
I'm thinking because I'm trying to look at all I remember from the WNBA social media. As much as coverage as possible, I'll buy it because they need it. They need as much as coverage as possible. Thinking about this person that lived in my house, I had to go to Twitter. You know, I had to lean on Twitter to get the most updated information. So I'm buying it. I think they need to continue to push social media and just push everything all the way around, because we need as many as followers as we can get to support the WNBA. Period. Are you going to sell it? What are you going to do?
I'm sitting here talking to you and I'm muted.
Listen, I hear you now.
I'm going to treat this like the stock market. I'm going to sell it, but I'm not going to sell it long term. I'm going to sell it for the short term, because they need to talk to their announcers about doing a better job. Like, if I'm watching a game, I don't need y'all interviewing a third person. I don't need y'all talking about everything but the game. Talk about the game. Like, and to me, that bothers me. Like, it's a hard watch to me. So, like, I like the idea of social media and watching the game on Twitter and Facebook. I think that's genius. I think that's innovative. I like that part. But in the short term, y'all just got to talk to y'all announcers and tell them, look, focus on the game. Like, people were so disrespectful in the chat. Like, you know, I was just like, all right, like, some of this stuff is uncalled for. You got your trolls and stuff. But, like, you know, so I'm just going to sell it, but I'm going to sell it on the short term. I'm going to buy it eventually. But just talk to your announcers. We want to hear about the game. We don't want to hear about everybody else. We don't want to hear about the third person interview who you bring on from like a totally different team. Like, we don't need that. We don't need it.
You know what? You gonna make me take my retainers out and tell you how I really feel. Don't even do that. Because right now, what I'm gonna tell you is the Atlanta Hawks coverage, their people always do that all the time. They bring in third people. They're always talking about everything else but the game. But they do go back to the game. So I think it's great. That's where I think it's great. You need to buy it. I'm gonna persuade you to buy it. So we both can be on the team of buying.
So here's the thing. I don't like it when the Hawks do it. So here's the thing. But even when the Hawks do it, they may have a guest on, but it may be like 3 or 4 minutes. They don't have the guest on for like the whole quarter. Right? I mean, it's just like, I don't know. And I mean, I'm on the fence. I'm still feeling as of now, but you know, we can agree to disagree. My pastor always said if all of us in the room are in agreement, then some of us aren't needed. So, you know, that's just how it is.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
All right, next up. I don't know if you saw over the weekend, Atlanta's own governor, Dominique Wilkins, had a run-in with a restaurant. And I don't know all the details, but he was very displeased with this restaurant and claimed that they turned him away because of the color of his skin. So here's the thing. The restaurant came out and said, we didn't turn him out because he was black. We turned him away because of our dress code, and he didn't fit our dress code. Now, Dominique took a picture of said establishment, and you could clearly see a lady in the back with tennis shoes on. So I'm going to ask you, buy or sell restaurant dress codes?
I will say sell the restaurant code. Because again, in that situation, and I know, you know, certain situations, I mean, there is unspoken and spoken dress codes. Like all of us know, you got to go to a restaurant and have on your shoes, right? Sometimes they put it on the door, you know, must have shoes and shirt. You got to have on your shirt, right? That's a dress code. But in this situation, I just really, I mean, come on. We in the ATL. Everyone knows who Dominique Wilkins is. Come on. Really? Really? I'm sitting here shaking my head like, fools, fools, fools. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we just got out of a pandemic. Still kind of sort of in. But you saw everything, the heat of the moment from the movement, especially in Atlanta. And that's what we're gonna do.
So I'm wondering, like, unless Dominique was out there in like a flip flop and like like a cut off t-shirt. But we all know Dominique doesn't get down like that. Wherever Dominique goes, Dominique is clean.
Clean. You know what I mean? Yes. I can't even, he's not a flip-flop type guy. I don't even see that. I don't even see Bob wearing flip-flops, to be honest with you. So Dominique, like, come on now.
Out of everybody in the city of Atlanta, that is the one person
that you,
that
don't
you can't want. Do that to. Like, you can't right. do that. Like, you Come already on. Disrespected him when you traded him to the Clippers for Danny Manning. Like, let that man come in and, you know, give him your best, because that thing could have gone one or two ways. He could have came out and praised you guys and done good for your business. But because y'all did what y'all felt y'all had to do, he unloaded the Clippers. So he unloaded the clips. So you got folks on Twitter talking about, oh, I'm never going to go there, off the strength of who Dominique is.
And not only that, their voices, their platforms speak for themselves. I mean, they don't have to fight this battle because the people will fight it for them. You know what I mean? I think, a couple of years back, they boycotted Houston's, and Houston's had to shut down. So that's not what you really want to do in the situation where restaurants are struggling you know, and they're trying to get back on their feet to have this situation. I know the protocol as far as, you know, a celebrity, and they do get treated differently. And in this situation, I think I just honestly don't see him dressing down. I don't see him, even if he did dress down in his downward thought and mindset, I'm pretty sure it's very nice business casual down. That's what I think. But again, shame on you, restaurant. I won't be eating there. I probably can't afford it, but that's okay. I'm not going.
Yeah, I'm selling this whole story, and I'm selling the dress code, man. Get out of here, man. Especially for Dominique. Yes. Especially for Dominique.
Get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. Third thing I wanted to bring up, buy or sell. They haven't done this in the WNBA, but in the brother league, the NBA, they've had a big thing over the play-in games. So buy or sell play-in games, the idea that teams 7 through 10 kind of can get into the playoffs through a play-in, you buying that? Are you selling that?
I'm buying it. I like it. I'm definitely on that team of buying it. I really like it. It's been getting a lot of positive reviews. I mean, I'm on board for it. I'm on board, period.
And the games have not disappointed. I mean, Ja Morant Friday night against Steph Curry was a great game. The playing games have been really well, you know. So, yeah, I'm buying it with you. I'm buying that. I really like the wrinkle. And every now and again, you got to change things up. You know what I mean? You got to change things up. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. So, yeah, I'm buying that. Bonus buyer sell is this. I was on the social medias. And I saw. And I saw a lot of people talking about this young lady in the park, got down on one knee, proposing to her man. Now you're curious: are you buying or selling women proposing to men?
You know, I'm all for that woman empowerment. And, you know, us, you know, women rocks and women rule. We did, you know, black girl magic all day. But in this situation, no. I want my man on his knee begging for me, okay? I'm not going to do it. I will not be on my knee asking for your hand in what? Marriage? No, thank you. I'm traditional. I'm old school. To each his own. And that's just me. Now, I don't like it, sell it. In fact, if that's the case, is that what I got to do? Throw away the whole man. Throw him away. That's all I have to say.
All right, so that's a hard sell. That's a hard sell for you. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to sell that too. I'm old school.
Okay.
And I thought that, like, hey, and you know, you can do what you want to do. You know, I think all women should have that right. I mean, that's your right. But if you're asking me, and, you know, I have a 7-year-old girl, you know, and if I ever caught wind of her saying, you know what, Dad, I think I like this guy. I'm going to propose to him. We're going to have a conversation. A nice long conversation. Nah, you're not getting down on one knee proposing no joker like that, player. That's not what it's gonna be. You know, you can call me old school, whatever you want to do, but that's just not what we're gonna do. So that is a hard sell for me. Hard sell for me. So yeah, we are in.
But you know what? That is a really good question, and you should do a poll, you know, and see how many people would agree or disagree. Because in all honesty, yeah, you can do whatever you want to do, but yeah. You're curious
So based on the comments on Twitter, it kind of looked like most people, it was kind of like 70-30. Saying like, nah, don't do that. Like, women shouldn't do it. Like, but there was a strong, like,
30% vote. Said they wouldn't, or 30 said?
30% said they wouldn't, and 30% said they wouldn't do it. So, and that's just kind of me, like, kind of eyeballing the comments. But, yeah, Nah. We nah. Done doing that. All right, Kerri.
Get out of here.
It is time for our player of the week and our unsung hero. It is time where Kerri and I just pick our player of the week and our unsung hero. Now, the unsung hero doesn't necessarily have to be basketball. It can if you want it to be, but that's a little bit more wide and variety. But Kerri, after a 1-1 week for the Atlanta Dream, who is your player of the week?
Kennedy Hollywood Carter! Yes! She is my player of the week. Ms. Carter, help beat the Indiana Fever 83-79 on Friday night. Oh my gosh, Kennedy showed up and showed out. She is my player of the week. That girl, if she continues to play like that, this is going to be a really good team. Really good team. But again, she's my player of the week. Kennedy Hollywood. There's one more thing I want to add. The female AI. I'm done now.
Yes. Kennedy had a great game. Kind of Friday night. 23 points for her, leading everybody in scoring. Great game. I'm going to go with her backcourt mate, man. I'm going to go with Courtney. I really like the game that she had. I like the game that she had even when they lost the other night. Courtney Williams, she's shooting the ball really well. She's leading the league, and she's leading guards in rebounding. She's always been a good rebounder. I like, though, she's healthy this year. And I just really like what I see out of Courtney. And so for me, she's going to be my player of the week. She also had a good game against the Indiana Fever, 16 points. And I just like the consistency I see from her. I like her defensive effort, too. And so I just like her on both sides of the ball this week. And Kennedy has been playing amazing, too. So, I mean, there's many ways we could have gone with it. But I'm going to go with Miss Courtney Williams as my player of the week. All right, who you got for your unsung hero?
Simone Biles. Period.
Good call. Good call.
Now, Professor, you are the teacher of all things and teacher of schooling and education. What is it that she was trying to? What is that move? Is it Yohoo? What? Your Chinko Koo? What?
So, how do you say it? I don't know how to say it. But it is a I don't know how to say it. I don't know, I just know that it's hard to do, and she did it.
And no other female has ever done that, ever. Simone Biles is the true goat. Oh my gosh, defying all obstacles and all odds. Oh my goodness, Simone is a beast. She is my unsung hero. Although unsung should be sung because we're always singing about Simone, but I had to put it out there.
Gymnastics doesn't always get the shine that it deserves, so it can still fall under the unsung thing. So, yeah, you good.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call with her. I'm going to take my unsung hero back to the Atlanta Dream, and I'm going to nominate Crystal Bradford. Crystal Bradford is new to the team this year. She's been playing with a lot of energy. As far as, like, we talk about, like, our bigs and everything. And I just really like what I've seen out of her. Like, in the last game, she only played 12 minutes. In that first game when they lost to Chicago, we were looking around like, who is this girl? Like, she was getting rebounds. She was, like, shooting threes. You know, some of her shots were a little wild. She's a little rough around the edges, but she plays at 110%. Does a lot of dirty work. She hit a big three in the Indiana game to kind of give them a nice cushion. And I really thought about her, and I was like, yeah, that's who I'm going to make my unsung hero, because you may not hear about her name and the stats and everything, but I thought she would be a good person for my unsung hero this week. So, yeah, shout out to you, Ms. Bradford, and shout out to one Miss Simone Biles, man. So those are players of the week and our unsung hero.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is we've run up against our time, but again, Atlanta Dreams are 1-1 during this week. They are 1-2 on the season, and a tough 3-game stretch this week as they take on some tough opponents. But we always end the show by saying it with our chest. So, Kiri, any final thoughts as we go into a new week?
You know, I'm going to end on a positive note because this week has been a little difficult for me, but I will say for me in so many ways that I can imagine. But the Atlanta Hawks, you know, these guys have stuck in there. We've had a lot of changes, a lot of obstacles. Why your eyes are getting big, I don't know why. But I'm just going to tell you that this team... I'm going to mute you because you are, let me start over. Let me not look at you, okay? This is what I'm going to say. Twitter world, Facebook world, the Instagram world. Atlanta Hawks, our team, you know, they were the underdog for so long. And now here we are, playoff bound. Tonight's the game. I'm sitting here rooting for you. And it just goes to show, you know, hard work and effort pays off. You may not always be on top. In fact, you may never be on top, but just keep going. One day you will reach your goals, period. Go Atlanta Hawks. Right, Ed?
Very well done. Very well done. I didn't mean to make my face look stressy, but you and I know what time it is. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. My parting shot is this. Many of you guys have seen or heard a lot of the comments by former NBA player Kwame Brown. There's been a lot of jokes about him over the past 20 years. Not living up to expectations, being a bust. And he is now at a point where he's like, you know what? I'm not finna let these folks talk about me 20 years later. And he's letting everything out that he's been holding in for 20 years. And whether you believe what he says or whether you don't believe him, I think the point is this. Be careful what you say to people and how you treat people, right? Like, he was an 18-year-old kid when he entered the NBA, and he probably had to endure some stuff that most 18-year-olds didn't have to endure, you know? And I think the lesson we also learn is, like, look, man, be careful how you talk to people. Be careful how you joke with people, because not everyone's going to take it the right way. This man has obviously been through a lot, and he's got a lot on his heart. And let me tell you something. Everybody's not to be joked with, and he's not to be joked with. If you've seen any of his videos, he's not to be joked with because he will come at you 100%. So be kind to folks, be kind to others, be kind to yourself. That's my parting shot. So, yeah.
Good job. Good job.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Kiri and I are here every week, catching you guys up on the Atlanta Dream and more. Thank you guys for checking us out. You can catch the podcast wherever your podcasts are streamed. Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Play. You can catch us all of those places. And we will see you guys next Sunday, hopefully talking about some more Atlanta Dream wins. We will see you guys. We'll see you when we see you. Peace and love. We'll be right back.